Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eat It and Like It with Jesse Blanco. You can find that weekends on WJCL, usually Sunday, 12:30. Sometimes it airs 5 o'clock in the morning on Saturdays. On the other end of the line, as I used to say, I'm trying to break my habits here, 18 months of habits. On the other end of the line, or right next to me, as the case may be, is Margaret. We call her Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Week two of this visual aspect of what we're doing here. And, you know, we will get to feeling good about it as we move along. We appreciate everyone's patience as we work through the bugs. And, you know, this weekend, it was supposed to be, as you know, I spent 5-6 days on the island, eating and liking everywhere, including lunch with you and all that stuff. But we had plans to talk about all of that, but Saturday morning came the news that kind of derailed any plans that we had here this morning. And it was the passing of, by every account, Maggie, losing Pool Bar Jim has sent shockwaves across the island. It's not often you can say that. Would you agree?
I agree. I mean, just he was the kindest, most, you know, wonderful person. He's been on the island for a long, long time. Literally everyone knows him. He's touched thousands upon thousands of lives and is just one of the legendary icons of the island that is just very sad to lose someone like that.
Now, I asked a couple of different people, and I got two different pronunciations of his last name. What do you know it to be?
Lisenby.
That's what I was told first, and then I asked somebody else, and they said Lisenby, and that didn't sound right. And I said, that can't be right. And so I said, you know what, I'm going to ask Maggie. James Pool Bar Jim Lisenby. Pool Bar Jim's, let me back up. You've been on the island for the most part of your life. Do you have an earliest recollection of what he was doing out on the beach?
Yes, I do. But more, I have more memories of going to Jim's Paradise.
That's where I heard, obviously, it started. Now tell us what that was.
Jim's Paradise was over in the Fountain Center where right across from where Fiesta Fresh is. There's a
right.
It's circular. Yep. It's a circular building.
Yep.
Paris
yep.
Hair Salon is there.
Right.
It was like the cornerstone business of mm-hmm. the plaza.
Right.
And it was just kind of our first disco, so to speak. You know, there was a DJ, there was a dance floor, there were lights, and everybody wanted to be there, including me when I was underage.
Well, and then when you became of age, you lost the interest to be there, right? That's pretty funny.
No, not really.
Not really.
See, so how we got around being underage. The bouncer was a year younger than us, and our parents could write notes. Dear Jim, please let Margaret in the bar. She only wants to dance. Thank you, J.B. Crenshaw.
And that would work?
And our friend, who was the bouncer, would say, okay.
That would work?
Yes.
Because they know.
The old Coligny Theater. Margaret's not old enough to see an R-rated movie, but she has my permission to see it.
If it were only that easy these days, kids would be forging notes. It would just be crazy. So tell us, Jim's Paradise, is that what it was called?
Jim's Paradise.
How big was this place? This is in the 70s, I assume, yeah?
This was the early 80s.
Early 80s.
And I really honestly don't know exactly what year he opened the business.
Right.
But it wasn't very big. It was big enough for the bar and seats around it, the dance floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't remember if there were really any other like high top tables. It was just a place where everybody gathered, you know, had drinks and got to dance.
And had a good time. Was there anywhere else on the island like it?
Not till maybe a little bit later.
Interesting. Interesting. So he was ahead of his time. Were they, do you remember if his you know, soon to be at the time world famous frozen drinks were sold there? Probably, you know, don't remember.
I wasn't a big drinker back in the day. I don't think I probably
You're still not.
Drink anything. I probably had a beer or something like that, you know. But he probably did have those drinks.
Yeah.
Now the pool bar was originally
over by the Marriott is what I believe I was told.
Where the Marriott is now.
Yeah.
And before that, it was the Hilton Head Inn.
Where's that?
The Hilton Head Inn is where Marriott is now.
Very good. Well, we have a special guest.
There he is.
Good morning, sir. How are you? He's in, he's out. We'll edit this down so that it fixes up, but he's there. Where is the Hilton Head Inn? There he is.
Here I am.
We can hear him now.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mayor Alan Perry of the town of Hilton Head Island, thank you so much, sir, for taking a few minutes to hang it out with us. Margaret was just talking about the old Hilton, but let me back up. Between the two of you, I was doing the math a little bit ago, drinking my coffee this morning, and there's over 100 years of island life between the two of you.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, without a doubt.
So I thought, wow, there is a lot of knowledge to be shared here this morning, but we'll only take a few minutes. Your reaction, sir, when you first found out, or did you know that Mr. Lisenby was ill, or how did you find out?
Yeah, so I did know. Dave Peck, good friend of ours, had called me to let me know that it was imminent, his passing. And so, you know, in this community that we have, we all know each other, and we all look out for each other, want to take care of each other. And somebody like Jim was one of those great individuals. So the word gets out fast.
Yeah, yeah. Can you count probably in your entire lives, either one of you, you could probably count on one hand the number of times the passing of someone who's had a restaurant or a bar or something in food and beverage, when they've been lost, that it sends this kind of shockwave across the island?
Yeah, too many, but Margaret, you know, I mean, we've had a lot of friends that have gone away and passed, and it's a challenge.
Where, we were just chatting before you joined us about the old Hilton Head Inn. Where was that? I've never even heard of it.
Well, the William F. Hilton Head, it's the, what's it called? Marriott timeshare, yeah, down on South Forest Beach, and that's where Pool Bar Jim's started out. And you know, there's a I think it's still in the record books, but there was a frisbee toss that was held down there on the lawn, and it was the largest frisbee toss ever, and it's in the Guinness Book of World Records. You know, so so fun things like that come around, you know. And when we start, you know, when we do lose folks, we reminisce about the good old times that we had.
Yeah, no
so
kidding.
Real quick, and not to take up a whole lot of time away from Jim's passing, but the old Hilton Head Inn was built basically to have, early on, like in the 60s, to house people coming to the island to purchase property.
Right.
And so it was our first real upscale hotel of its kind. And it had a really high-end restaurant called the Audubon Room.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, the big deal. And Jim had his pool bar there originally. But then Marriott came. That was torn down. And then what is the Marriott Vacation Club now was built on that same property.
Very
and
interesting.
And carried on the pool bar there.
And these now, are, this is the early 80s, I assume?
60s.
That was later in the
60s.
Well, Hilton Head Inn was in the 60s, yeah.
Right. So, you know, we found out early Saturday morning, and the Seafood Festival was held Saturday, the main event. And so I made the rounds talking to as many people as I could round up to tell me what, in their opinion, made him and his legend so special. And you know, it all came back to the same answer. And I was talking to these people individually. It all came back to the same answer. He never cut a corner. He always did it right, no matter what it costs. And the proof was in the product. And he remembered names, and he had hospitality, and he did all of those things. I would assume the two of you would agree with that wholeheartedly, huh? For sure.
Absolutely. You know, reading the tributes over the weekend, you know, it was always the side shot, right? He'd make the drink, and then he'd have the one little cup next to it. Right. You know, so, yeah, he went above and beyond. And you know, we're blessed to have a lot of great people around here, and Jim is one of those, and he is a legend that's going to be missed. And you know, he, for my wife, he lived next door to them growing up, and my wife says that it was always great that he would never tell too many stories to her mom and dad, but made certain that she was always, you know, safe and well taken care of. But yeah, it's just it's a great guy, and unfortunately we've had some other losses this weekend as well. We had a dear friend yesterday pass away, Jay Wendell, who is the general manager of the beach house. He passed away yesterday morning, and you know, just another great individual. And this is where we've got to, you know, take a step back and think about, you know, what's our purpose. And you know, one, live life to your fullest. Two, don't let stress kill you. And love your loved ones.
I did not know. I just saw Jay Wednesday at the Seafood Festival event.
Jesse, I'm sorry to break that to you here, but he was down in Florida and he had a heart attack. You know, another great one gone too soon.
Yeah, he'd been around a minute. I met him first years ago when he was at the Sonesta. Right. Yeah, and then he came to Savannah for a little bit, and then he was very happy to get back to the island. Yes. Oh, that's awful. Well, as it applies to Jim and his loss, I asked you when I saw you Saturday at the Seafood Festival, has there been any more discussion? Not a date per se, but there will be a celebration of life.
Yeah, so I did look into that, and there will be a celebration of life that will be held at Celebration Park. Dave Peck, again, who was Jim's partner in Pool Bar Gyms, is organizing that, and he's working with the Rec Center in Frank Soul to make certain that they can pull that off, and I would expect that to happen in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, yeah. That was one thing that Dave told me Friday night, that he was his business partner and had essentially been running the operation for the last year or so, he said.
Right.
You know, and they're hoping, you know, everybody that might wonder, well, now that Jim has left us, what's going to become of Pool Bar Gyms? And as I understand it, Dave, you know, some very preliminary, we can't answer for anyone definitively, but they're planning to continue the legend of Pool Bar Gyms. Is that your understanding as well?
Absolutely, it is. And you know, Dave Peck will do the right thing. I've known Dave for a long time, and he's another great individual, and has a great heart. And he will continue Jim's legacy.
Yeah, yeah. That's great news for everybody that loved coming down there. That loves coming down there, but it won't be the same. It'll be great, I'm sure. But to tell you the truth, and I'll share this here publicly, it was a little awkward for me to try to write any kind of air quote obit over the weekend, because I never met Jim. When the few times I've probably been to Pool Bar Gyms, three or four times over the years, and he wasn't there. And so, you know, it's one of those things. Hey, next spring I'm going to go and chat with him for the TV show and all that stuff. And you know, next thing you know, it's another spring. And so I never met him, but, you know, the energy is there. The vibe is there, even if he's not there. And so I think it's important to stress that to everybody, just because Jim won't be part of it anymore, obviously. I think it will live on as long as Dave and the people who very much care about it, carry it on. You agree?
Yeah, I do. And, you know, he'll live on through his drinks and his books and, you know, and everybody else's memories. And, You know, when I posted yesterday on Facebook about his passing, or Saturday, you know, I said tens of thousands of people, right? How many people did he meet over the years? And you know, the memories will be carried through hundreds of thousands of people, right? And there's no better testament to an individual than to have, you know, to be in their memories. And so he'll be missed, but he'll not be forgotten.
No, absolutely not. Let's just hope. One time I was sitting there chatting with one of the bartenders, asking them about how much training goes into him allowing you to be a bartender at Pool Bar Jim's. And one of the things that one of the guys told me was Jim would occasionally cruise the supermarkets looking for bananas that were just on the other side of ripe. And he'd show up with a shopping cart full of as many of these bananas as he could round up and say, okay, these are the ones we need to use because, you know, they were sweeter and the whole thing. And that kind of attention to detail when he really didn't need to says a lot about who he was. That was pretty crazy. I said, no way. He goes, yep. He'd show up with a shopping cart with a bunch of fruit in it, and he'd say, need to use these first because they're going to go bad. Which was pretty wild. What is your earliest memory of going to Maggie already told us she used to go in underage to Jim's Paradise. Well, busted. What is your earliest? You're in trouble, young lady.
Yeah.
What is your earliest memory of going to one of his establishments?
Well, you know, back in the day, the Hilton Head Inn was a great hangout for a lot of the locals, and you know. God, my earliest memory, I'm not sure what it would be, but it's just, you know, it's the memories of being down there and hanging out on the beach and, you know, grabbing a frozen libation from time to time and having those simple conversations with Jim, right? He was just a great guy and, you know, big bear hugs and, you know, just a good individual. And really, you know, when we talk about whether it be Pool Bar Jim's or Jim's Paradise or, you know, it's about, you know, the community and friends coming together and you know, celebrating, right? Enjoying our great, wonderful life that we have on Hilton Head and, you know, the guests that come here and how they enjoyed it as well. So, you know, there are too many memories to really go back and pick one out. But sure. But again, as I said, hundreds of thousands of people will have Jim in their memories.
Yeah. I suspect a couple of thousand will turn out, weather permitting, at the Celebration of Life. When that happens, obviously, we'll pass along the info on that. Maggie, do you have your recipe book handy? Do you have it with you to share? No, don't run away. Is that a blanket?
I'll be right back.
Okay. Yeah, she sent me a picture on Saturday. I've got my Pool Bar Jim cookbook, which there it is.
There you go.
This is the one I have.
Very nice. Awesome. How thick is that? Is it a book? Oh wow, yeah. That's a book. Wow, no kidding.
Signed.
Yeah.
Gorgeous no joke. Photography. John Brackett did some of the photography for this book.
Wow.
Jared that Jester is very was cool. involved, and Jared. Worked side by side with Jim when he was in his 20s,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Jared, who worked with Jim at the bar, actually is part of making this book happen.
I suspect the popularity of that book and the sales of that book might tick up a little bit. I should grab me a copy. I'm actually coming to the island today, so I might swing by if they're open on Mondays. And grab a copy of that. That's a lot bigger than I thought. You sent me the picture of it Saturday, Maggie, and I thought, oh, that's cute, but that's a big old book.
It's spiral bound and it's solid.
Wow, very great cool. Book. Well, obviously his legend will live on in everyone's hearts as well as in that book. Gonna wrap things up here a little bit. Thank you both for joining us. Here from Mayor, thank you for joining us, sir. Mondays with Maggie. My condolences to you both who had the good fortune of calling Jim a friend, and Jay as yes. well. Did you know Jay, Maggie?
I did not know him personally.
You didn't know Jay? Yeah, that's I'm a little blown away by that. Obviously, I didn't know, but we will celebrate, and I believe in celebrating the life, and we will do that in a couple of weeks when that news drops. So, otherwise, any last words you'd like to share with our listeners or the people of the island about the legend of Pool Bar Jim?
Well, grab a frozen drink, raise the glass high, you know, because he created a lot of love and life for a lot of us, and we appreciate that.
Very good. Very, very well said. Maggie, anything you'd like to share?
Well, I've teared up, so I probably better not say anything, but I agree with Alan. I think that's the best way to commemorate a passing such as that and to memorialize Jim in the way that he was famous.
Yeah, and the way that he would probably want us all to remember him.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrate,
yep.
100%.
Yeah. Everybody has said that. Everybody I've spoken to this weekend has said the same thing. We're going to celebrate. That's what he would have wanted. So that was very good to hear. So on that note, Mayor Alan Perry, thank you for joining us, sir. Maggie, I will see you maybe today, maybe later this week. I'll be around. Our condolences to the friends and family of James Lisenby. And we will see you right back here for our Mondays with Maggie next week. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Jesse. Thanks, Mags.